I've seen the future, and as with most things futuristic, it's fascinating, thrilling, and a little disconcerting. You know about artificial intelligence, right? AI, when incredibly powerful computer software duplicates certain feats of human intelligence. We've been taught lately to have prosaic expectations about what artificial intelligence is and can do. Yes, it's AI when the creatures you're shooting at in a video game learn how to escape your blasts. And when Amazon.com tells you that if you like The Great Gatsby, you might want to buy a Weber barbecue grill. Big deal. But now, cultural artificial intelligence has made what looks like a quantum leap. A company called Polyphonic HMI has engineered a piece of software called Hit Song Science. And when they play a piece of music on a computer loaded with the Hit Song Science software, any piece of music, they say they can tell pretty accurately if that song has the potential to become a pop hit. Programmed into the software are the salient acoustical data, the speeds and rhythms and harmonies and keys of every hit song from the last 30 years. The company's engineers first realized that their software really, really worked 2 years ago when they analyzed Norah Jones's debut album, Come Away With Me. The Hit Song Science software predicted that 8 of her 14 songs on the album could become hits, which was ridiculous. The smart money in the music business was definitely not on Norah Jones becoming a big pop star. In addition to her own complicated low-key songs, she sang covers of Hank Williams and Hoagy Carmichael. Another love before my time made you. The music was too low-key to be really commercial, too unpigeonholable. But over the next year, Norah Jones' debut album sold 8 million copies, and she won 5 Grammy Awards. So now, of course, the record companies are getting religion. They're using Hit Song Science to help decide which songs on a particular album to market the hardest and to help them shape works in progress while they're making the albums. As if any sector of our entertainment industry needed to be encouraged to produce new product that resembles successful old product. But we thought we'd see what it was like to take a ride on this high-tech bandwagon. So we asked some musicians we know if we could submit some of their songs to Polyphonic HMI for analysis. It cost us $44.99 apiece. And according to Hit Song Science, this song, called One Tomorrow, by our friends The Grocery Concern, if I could save one tomorrow, could it be today? Is exactly average in its hit potential. On a 1 to 10 scale, it scored just over 5. Unfortunately, 7 and up is the surefire hit zone. Now, the actual hits in the Hit Song Science database that scientifically most closely resemble One Tomorrow are this tune by Sarah McLachlan. As well as this song by Enya. Now, this is the most interesting part of Hit Song Science to me, finding those underlying similarities between apparently dissimilar music. For instance, according to the New York Times Magazine, the Hit Song Science software says that the music of the band U2 is in fundamental ways similar to the music of Beethoven. Which, now that I know it, seems weirdly, intuitively right. Or at least explains why I personally happen to be a big fan of both Achtung Baby and the work of a German composer from 200 years earlier. This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.